The coronavirus pandemic is crushing to many traditions and religions trying to mourn. For Native Americans in the Northwest, normal washit services for the dead can last 2 or 3 days and involve physical contact among tribal members. As correspondent Anna King reports, tribes are having to abbreviate traditional services.
In recent weeks, Armin Minthorn has led 2 traditional washit religious services at the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation Longhouse. But everything's had to change.
We're all, you know, in a sense, warriors. We're at war. There's people, sad to say, there's people dying all around us.
Rural Native communities across the United States have more people with underlying health concerns. And like everywhere else, the virus is taking the elders, who are especially revered in Native culture.
They're the ones that correct us, discipline us, encourage us, and teach us our traditions and our customs.
Before the pandemic, ceremonies lasted for days and included drumming, singing, and a handshaking ceremony.
And the shaking hands, too, shows that we're one people, we're one family, and we'll get through this loss with each other.
Showing photos and clothing of the loved one was part of the traditional last cry ceremony.
And it's then that the people open their hearts and let the hot water out of their eyes. Let the cry out. Let the hurt out. Let the frustration out so that a person can move on and move forward.
This funeral music was composed by tribal member Marcus Luke. Brian LaFollette is the owner of Burns Mortuary in Pendleton and works with tribes.
They actually embrace death where we hide from it. You know, it's a process that they go through. The worst thing about it is also is after the service they have a meal. Can't even have a meal anymore.
Armin Minthorn says the generations that follow will remember how survivors got through the time of the virus.
And through song and ceremony, we ask our Creator to give us the courage and the direction we need in our life to continue with that work. And that person that goes back to the Indian land, that person's work is done.
Those left behind, he says, still have work to do. I'm Anna King.